Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Bourque. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The first baseman, Tim McCarver. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Reggie Cleveland. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Reggie Cleveland. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten fires to first and picks off Brock. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bourque for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre takes first base on ball four. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Simmons to Kelleher and they have Kessinger trapped. The throw over to McCarver, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Reggie Cleveland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cleveland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0-1 in the game. Bourque hits a fly ball into center field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-1 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hundley for the out. Cardenal moves to second. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-1 in the game. Hooton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hooton, and towards Beckert, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Carbo trying to get to home. Cardinal throws the ball into Hundley, who tags Carbo, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Dwyer moves to second. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher is walked intentionally. Reggie Cleveland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cleveland is 0-for-1 in the game. Cleveland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwyer moves to third. Kelleher moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Kelleher scores. Cleveland moves to third. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 0-for-2 in the game. Bourque strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. LaRoche fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kelleher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bork settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cleveland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Dave LaRoche. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill Bonham now pitching. Reggie Cleveland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cleveland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cleveland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cleveland for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-3 in the game. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Wright's now playing third base. Joe Torre now playing first base. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 0-for-3 in the game. Bork hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.